Hi, this is Rudy.
Hi, this is Rudy, and I'm of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept.
Well, are these Democrat loaded responses? Like, how much do you like Hillary? 1 to 10, or how much do you hate Trump? 47. You know, what is that? What are the? Give me a sample question, and I'll tell you if I want to do it.
All right, no, give me a sample question. We'll get into that. I just need you to understand that your opinion will be kept confidential with the responses of several hundred other voters, such as yourself. Okay.
Are you a Democrat or are you a Republican? Is this a Republican or a Democrat poll?
Let me ask you the question, sir. To begin,
right.
Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, good. In which county do you currently reside?
Willacy,
okay, good. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm? Okay, good. All right. Obviously, you are a male gender. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often?
Republican.
Or Democrat? Okay, good. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president, presidential, and Congress.
10.
Okay, good. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative?
Conservative, very, 10.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first
Kamala
name.
Kamala Harris
Trump.
Sucks.
Well, give me a second, sir. Donald Trump.
10, great, fantastic, super.
No. So these are your
yes,
options.
Yes, I've heard of him. I've heard him a lot. He's a...
Okay, are you positive, strong positive about this guy? Somewhat positive? Somewhat
positive,
negative,
100%.
Strong,
no
negative.
Doubt.
Okay.
No
Greg
doubt.
Abbott.
Absolutely positive.
Greg Abbott.
Greg Abbott, positive, 100%.
Okay. Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick, yes, 100%.
Okay. Morgan LaMontia.
Morgan LaMontia, is he Republican?
I wouldn't know.
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. No opinion or never heard of him?
I've heard of him, but I don't know. If he's a Republican, 100%. If he's a Democrat, 0.
Okay.
No Democrats. Nothing. If you have any Democrats, absolutely nothing.
Sir, Adam in the Hosa.
No, 0.
Okay. The Republican Party.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Sucks. Terrible. Needs to be lose. Go back to California.
The Democratic Party.
Sucks. Need to go away.
Mm-hmm. If the election for president of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice for which of the following candidates
Donald Trump.
Would you vote? Oliver Chase, Libertarian. Okay, you said
no.
Donald Trump, Republican, right?
Donald Trump,
you
Republican.
You said Donald Trump. Right. If the election for the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for? Ted Cruz, Republican. Ted Brown, Libertarian. Colin Alford, Democrat.
No, I said Republican I'd vote for. I wouldn't vote for a Libertarian or a Democrat.
So you said,
never.
Okay, Ted Cruz is Republican. Would you vote for Ted Cruz then?
Yes, Ted Cruz, yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Thank you, ma'am. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Adam Inahosa, he's Republican. Robin Vargas, he's from the Green Party. Morgan LaMontia, Democrat.
No, the Republican.
Okay. Do you think Morgan LaMontia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve a re-election?
No, I have not. I haven't heard shit from her. I don't know what she's done or him. I don't know. He has been visible.
Right,
I don't know what he's done.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute here, and I appreciate your patience. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here's the first statement. Adam Inahosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Well, if Adam Inahosa is a Republican, yes. If Adam Inahosa is a Democrat, absolutely not. They're just trying to color themselves that they screwed
statement,
up.
That statement itself, would it make you feel much
no,
more...
No, I wouldn't vote for anybody
guy?
If he's not a Republican. The statement is not complete. Is Adam Inahosa a Republican or a Democrat? If he's a Republican,
right.
Yes. He respects the military, respects the police. If he's a Democrat, he doesn't give a shit. He's just talking to get a vote.
Now let me read you the next statement. Abortion supporter Morgan LaMantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn. How does that information about that guy make you feel? Much less likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely
to vote for him. What is the statement?
Abortion supporter Morgan LaMantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
Of course. There's no way I support that. If he's against the right to life for the unborn, then he doesn't belong anywhere in the ballot. The unborn have rights. So whatever the answer, based on what I told you, put it. That doesn't excite me at
all.
That's stupid.
Morgan LaMantia voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others. Would you vote for this guy?
I wouldn't vote for him because he's a Democrat. No, I would not vote for him. I don't care what the statement says.
Adam Inahosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of these cases were decided against Inahosa and his companies. Knowing this information about this guy, would you...
You know what? Those are loaded questions. You're loaded questions. I ask you, don't load the damn questions. You trick the questions so you can say, you know, I've got a bunch of Democrats that said that that's bullshit. I've got Republicans that are saying that they like him. I don't like your questions. You need to fix them. Goodbye.